Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. Good morning, 623, Brock Hunter.
What's up, Kit? Yo. Take me off TalkBack, for God's sake.
You're not on TalkBack anymore.
Oh, I'm not.
You know, why don't you just wait? Why don't you sit there in your basement and shut the hell up? How about that?
Barking orders over
How about
here.
That?
Hey, I got a question for you.
Mm.
So I just made coffee for like the first time, literally in like a year.
Uh-huh.
And the last time I had coffee, I had it in one of those little pouches that you get from, like, you make your own grinds or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
So it's been about a year. Does coffee go bad?
It can. It was it in, like, an airtight container?
I mean, kind of. I mean, not really airtight. But.
The thing is, anything can go bad for when it comes to food. Anything, you know, anything that's consumable really can go bad at a certain point. Like honey. Everyone's like, oh, honey, it lasts forever. Well, that's true. It's also not true. You know, as long as it's in a sealed container and it's not contaminated with a bunch of dirty air, I think you'd be all right. Like a dry, cool place, you'll be fine.
I mean, it tastes fine, but I haven't had coffee in a long time. So.
Yeah. No, I think you said it was like a year ago. No, you're fine. You're fine.
Oh.
Yeah, we ate some chicken the other day that's been in our fridge for like 2 weeks, so you'll be okay. You'll be all right. Kiki was so mad at me. She's like, that's why I didn't want you to cook all this chicken, because we weren't going to go through it. And I said, why? It was reduced for quick sale. We had to cook it right away. And then, you know.
It's, what?
Yeah, what? So it's all right. You'll be fine.
You tell her when after you guys eat it, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah, by the way, that's old chicken. You shouldn't eat that. Anyway, you'll be fine. You're not going anywhere.
Oh, God.
Let's do sports.
The big one.
It's time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light. Enjoy a Bud Light while you hang out in your basement. I don't know. It's usually like, oh, well, you watch your favorite sports, but there's nothing on right now.
You go, I'll pour a little Bud Light in my coffee. How about that?
There you go. That's very Irish of you. Well, here's something we got. The NFL owners and players have agreed to a new collective bargaining agreement, which will run through at least 2030. And there will be some significant changes to the schedule. The biggest one is that players have agreed to expand the regular season from 16 to 17 games. Now, this could happen as early as 2021, although it might not happen until 2022. Technically, the players have just given the owners the option to do it, but it'll happen. The owners have been pushing hard for a longer season. In exchange, the players get more money. Minimum salaries will be raised. Players are getting a larger percentage of the revenue. And while contracts still won't be guaranteed, the changes will be built into existing long-term deals. The other big change is that two more teams will make the playoffs.
Yeah.
One from each conference.
I've been kind of watching this on TV a little bit and just kind of getting the feels for it. I don't think the players like it. They're talking injury wise. They're like, one game just puts a mass amount of toll on your body.
Yeah.
And literally just one more game or however many more games there are going to be. I think the players are like, okay, that's great. We're going to get paid more, but at the same time, we're sacrificing, you know, our bodies as well doing it. So I don't think a lot of the players are on board with it. So it's kind of a feud right now.
Well, here's what I think is that it's fine if you had the extra game, but then get rid of a game in preseason.
Right.
And I know a lot of the starters aren't doing preseason stuff, but you're still out there. You're still pushing a little bit harder. And it's really not so much the early games either. It's the games at the end of the season when the bodies are tired. They've been worn down all season long. So now we'll actually see 16 games actually played with a bye.
Wow. What do you think about preseason?
I hate it. I think it's the dumbest thing in the world. I don't think they should do it. Or like,
I think one game, that's what you need.
And one game. And I'm even at the point where it's like one game where it's only shoulder pads and helmets. Yeah. And basically, I mean, I don't know what they're not accomplishing anything in preseason. Nothing. Literally, like, you think about the starters, Brady's, Rodgers, whatever, they'll go in for one series and then they're done. You know, I get it. It's for the younger guys, but you know what? You'll get that your first game. And for me, it just doesn't make sense to waste time with that preseason. It literally means nothing. It means absolutely nothing to the season.
You know, I guess the really only good thing about it is fan wise, you have something to watch. It's kind of exciting when preseason comes because finally football's back. But football's being played now, so it
But we've been lulled. I think we've been lulled into thinking, oh, thank God, football season's here. I didn't watch a single preseason game last year. Yeah, I haven't watched a preseason game because it's like all the guys that I want to see aren't going to be in there long. And as crappy as that sounds, because you got the guys that want, it's like, no, I want to see the starters. I want to see real football. I want to see something that counts. If you're just giving me some guys that are, you know, that's the last thing I want is Rodgers to get clipped in the knee, you know, because some anxious rookie is like, I'm going to sack him. It's like, no, that's stupid. It's dumb. So
I think we can agree on this one, man.
I'd rather have them add another game, make it 18 games, and get rid of preseason.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, I don't think the players would be on board with that, though.
No, probably not. And now, too, with the extra teams, one from each conference, so seven teams from each will get in, and there will be a total of six.
Four extra games, right?
It'll be a total of six playoff games in the first weekend as opposed to four.
Wow.
Crazy, man. Well, there you go. Some changes coming from the NFL. I know it seems like a long ways away, but it'll be here before you know it, and hopefully this whole virus thing won't creep into my NFL season because I'll be pissed.
Hey, no kid, man. That's what they're talking about on ESPN right now.
Crazy.
Is it going to? Is it going to creep into that season? So hopefully not, man. Hopefully we get our NFL back.
All right. There you go. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Rock.